Now we will continue talking about outdoor propagation, and now we change the type of the field. Now we will talk about cylindrical field. Okay. For you, cylindrical field is important because many noise sources, as an example roads, railways, produce a cylindrical field. So cars that are running on a street produce something that is quite a cylindrical field. Therefore you can analyze problem about noise of a road using the equation for the cylindrical field. Okay. You have two different equation, and the difference is that in the first case you have an incoherent emission. Okay. In the second, you have a coherent emission. Typically, you will use this formula, okay, the formula of the incoherent emission, because coherent emission in thinking about a cylindrical field means that every point of the surface of the cylinder is moving at the same time and at the same way, and this is not typical. So in general, different cars produce different noise, and the noise are not synchronous. Okay, so in general, you will never use only for exercise, maybe, the formula for coherent emission, because it is not natural. Okay, but is important to understand, because in this case we can prove the formula. It is simple to prove that the intensity level for a cylindrical wave field produced by a cylinder is this, and the formula, the idea is the same that we used in the spherical field. So we start from the definition of the intensity. Intensity is the ratio between the power and the surface. In this case the surface is this, okay. 2π r is the circumference, and L is the length. Therefore this is the surface of a cylinder, this part of the cylinder, and as before we simply put in dB the value of the intensity. So 10 log I divided by I zero. Okay, we will do exactly the same thing, multiply and divide, and then as before we make some mathematical stuff, okay, and we will obtain this. Okay, in this case you have this value L W first, that is the power per meter, because if you see here, okay, the dB value of the power is divided by the length of the cylinder. Therefore LW first is the sound power level per meter of line source. Okay, minus 8 is this, okay, and minus 10 log R is the terms that describe how in this case the sound field decrease decreases with the distance. So in spherical, in the case of spherical wave, it was minus 20 log 10 R, and this is for a spherical, okay, this is for a sphere. In this case, we have 10. A scrivere, so faccio la pietà. So, in spherical wave, this is the terms that describe how the sound decreases with the distance. And it was minus 20. In this case is minus 10. If you remember, this means that every time you double the distance, the sound decreases, the pressure level decreases of 6 dB. Okay? And as this is 10 and it is the half, this means that in a cylindrical wave, if you double the distance, the pressure level decreases of 3 dB. Okay. And this is an information that it is important as an example when you build a speaker. In fact, probably if you go to a live concert, you probably have seen that there is not a single big speaker, but typically you have an array of speakers. You have a speaker that is... an array of speaker, okay, instead of a big speaker. And this is because of these two laws. Because a speaker array creates a field that is more or less a cylindrical field. Okay? A single big speaker produces a sound field that is a sphere. So you know this, that if the sound field is a sphere, every time you double the distance, it becomes lower of 6 dB. If it is a cylinder, therefore an array of speaker, it decreases of minus 3. So, if you think about, as an example, a stage when there are guys that are playing, and there are people near the stage and far from the stage, okay? If the sound field is produced by a sphere, a single big loudspeaker, the level pressure decreases as this. If it is an array, it decreases less. Okay, but every double, here in a spherical type, minus 6 dB. In this case, minus 3. So the waves produced by a spherical, by an array of speaker, is less sensitive with the distance. Okay. So in order to amplify a concert, it is a great thing that putting the same power on the PA, all the people that are listening to the concert listen the more or less the same level, listen at the same level. Okay, this is an important case of cylindrical field, and this is the model that you will use typically in your exercises when you have to solve a problem about the noise produced by a road. Okay, so this is important because in the exercise you will do a lot of exercise about this topic. So the idea is that you can think about every of these points as a car, okay, and they are running on the street. You are at a distance D, okay, you are here, and the distance between you and the road is D. A represents the distance between cars, between vehicles, the mean distance between vehicles. Okay. Every car you can think of every car as a spherical source. Every car produces spherical waves, but at a distance D, the sum of all the waves produced by the car became a cylindrical field. Okay, so the car emits a sphere, but the car all together at a distance D create a cylindrical field. Okay, the idea is that if you want to analyze this problem, you have to use this formula. Okay. And it's equal, okay, it is the same as this, okay, LW 10 log minus 6, it is the same, minus 6 means incoherent, okay, you remember coherent, incoherent, minus 6 for incoherent and minus 8 for coherent. The noise produced by car, by other vehicle is not coherent, therefore it is a good thing to use this. And this term is LWP, is the power level of a vehicle, of a car, as an example. And mi minus 10 log A represent a term that depends on the distance between cars. So A is the distance between cars. Okay. We have already said these things, that the sound pressure level reduces by 3 decibel for each doubling, okay, 3 dB in the case of cylindrical wave field, 6 dB in the case of a sphere, okay, and note that the incoherent level of pressure is 2 dB louder than the coherent. You see it here. Coherent minus 8, incoherent minus 6. So in general, in this case, having incoherent sources produce a louder sound than having sources that are coherent. Okay. Okay, this is a key formula for your exercises, and this formula permits to obtain the distance, the average distance between vehicles that are running on the street. Okay, so V is the speed in kilometers, okay, N is the number of vehicles passing in 1 hour. So you, in order to obtain the distance between vehicles, you have to solve this formula. Okay, V divided by N and multiply for 1000. Okay, and now let's talk about pollution, about noise pollution. Okay, so you have to, you probably know, you know this, the fact that if you go faster with the car, the noise will increase. So okay, if you go slow, there is less noise, because if you go faster, there is the noise of the engine, the noise of the wheel. Okay, so in general, okay, going faster produce more noise. Okay, so thinking about that, you can think that the pressure level could increase with the speed. So the car are more noisy if the car go fast. Therefore, if the car go fast, there will be more noise. Okay, this is not really true, because looking at this formula, you will see that the level at the receiver depends on the power of the source, and the power depends on the speed of the car, but it depends even on the distance between car. Okay, and typically when you go fast, the distance between cars increase. Okay, in highway you are not 10 meters from the cars in front of you. There is more distance between cars when you go fast than when you go slow. In the city, okay, the distance between car is littler than in the highway. And so you have to think about that, because if you go fast, this term increases. Okay? But if you go fast, typically you stay far from the other car, and therefore minus 10 log A will go down. So there is a trade-off between the noise produced by the car and the fact that typically when you go fast, cars are farther the one from the other. Okay, so it has been proved that there is an optimal speed which causes the minimum value of the sound pressure level, and the speed is 70 kilometers per hour. Okay, so if the car go at 70 kilometers per hour, in average thinking, the sound pressure level is optimal. Okay, it is not possible now, of course, to drive car maybe at 70 kilometers per hour inside a city. Okay, you cannot go maybe so fast in a city. But from an engineering point of view, if you want to obtain the best, the less noise pollution, cars should go at this speed. Okay, and modern vehicles have this optimal speed at even larger speeds. Okay, so the idea is that there is a trade-off between the noise that is produced by the car and the distance between cars. Typically, if you go fast, the distance will increase. If you go slower, this distance will be a number that is littler. Therefore, so the pressure level depends on both these elements. Okay. Now we will talk about excess attenuation. The idea is that until now there were nothing between the source and the receiver. Okay, the source and the receiver. This is not what typically happens, because between source and receiver there are, as an example, vegetation, there are building, okay? So all these kind of things changes the pressure level. So air absorption, the fact that the air at high frequencies absorb the sound, okay? Absorption due to vegetation, obstacle, and meteorological condition. So the temperature gradients, the wind speed gradients, the rain, snow, and fog changes the pressure level. So if you want to put this information in the previous formula, you have to add this term, and in this term there are all these things. Okay. Okay, let's talk about how the gradient of temperature changes the path of the sound ray. Okay, in this first picture you have that at the Earth level you have cool air, okay, and increasing the height you have hot air. During because of this, okay, the sound rays are changing the path and goes like that. So if, as an example, there is a building between the source and the receiver, if there are this kind of gradient of temperature, so cool at the earth and hot, okay, in the air, the ray of sound are changed in this way, therefore they could pass the building or pass the barrier, okay? On the opposite, if there are hot air on the earth and cool air, the more you go height, the path of the ray changes in this way. Okay, let's analyze these things. In this case, a shadow zone could appear, because as you see in this picture, the path of the sound ray changes in this way, so no sound is here. So if you stay here, you hear maybe nothing or a little noise if you compare with the noise you could hear if you are here. Okay? The shadow zone, it depends on the path of the ray. Okay? In order to compensate this, you could put the source, if the source is an example, a loudspeaker. Okay, if this phenomenon happens during a concert, it's not a good thing, because if you are in the shadow zone, you don't listen any sound. If you want to do something in order to compensate this effect, you have to put the loudspeaker on a higher position, okay? In this case, the shadow zone will be farther, okay? Okay. More or less the same things happen with the gradient of wind. Okay. It is common to listen people that say, as an example, that when there are wind, the sound propagates and if it is the wind that carries the sound. Okay? So if the speaker is here, it sounds in this direction, the wind is flowing in that direction, so the sound, you listen the sound even here, and people say that this is because of the wind. This is not true, and it is easy to understand why. Simply compare the speed of the sound, okay, and the typical speed of the wind. So as you know, the sound speed is 340 meters per second. This is more than 1,200 kilometers per hour. Okay, this is the speed of sound, more than 1,000 kilometers per hour. The speed of wind, it is not comparable to this great number. So the absolute value of the speed of wind is not the cause that if the wind flow in the same direction, the sound go farther. The cause is the gradient. As before was the gradient of the temperature that changes the path of the sound ray, even in this case is the gradient of the speed of the wind that create this phenomenon. Typical, the velocity of the wind increases with the height from the earth, and the path of the ray of sound change in this way. Okay? So if the wind flow in the same direction of the direction of the source that is emitting, and there is a gradient of wind, so this phenomenon happens. The fact that the path of the ray of sound changes in this way. So if there is a building, the ray will pass over the building, will pass over the barrier. Okay, and this is not because the wind, but is because of the gradient of the wind. The fact that if you go higher, and the more you go higher, the more the wind is flowing fast. On the opposite, as before, a shadow zone will appear. So if the wind flow in the opposite direction and there is a gradient of wind, there will be a shadow zone. So here you will hear nothing because of the gradient of the wind that flows opposite to the direction of the sound produced, as an example, by a loudspeaker. Okay. So now let's see how the air changes its behavior respect to the wave, respect to the sound. Okay, so we using this table we can analyze how the air absorption coefficient changes with temperature and with humidity, percentage of humidity. So let's fix as an example this part of the table. The temperature remains the same. The only thing that is changing is the humidity. And let's fix as an example what happens at 1 kHz. You see that if the humidity is 20%, the air absorption is more than 8. In the opposite, it's 4. So the less humidity you have, the more the air absorption coefficient is great, is big, okay? And this is typical when it's snow. When it's snowing, the sound is different, it's softer. You know, if you go on the street and it's snowing, it's okay. And this is because of this, because when it's snowing, there is less humidity, so the air absorbs more.